start with our poll winner for tomorrow's event. We are now joined by Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4 Busch Beer Ducks Unlimited Ford. This is Kevin's 6th pole of 2019 and his 31st pole in his Monster Energy Cup Series career. Kevin, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us again. Just talk to us a little bit about your lap.
Yeah, you know, I think the key to the lap was obviously knowing that you had to be wide open, and we kind of did a halfway qualifying run yesterday. Worked most of the day on race runs and making sure we ran enough laps to know where our car was. So, I think the first pit stall is obviously a good stall to have here for pit road time and the things that go with that. And I think it's obviously going to be a track position game like it was last time, and hopefully that helps us stay on the right side of it.
All right, we'll take questions for Kevin. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation. Who would like to kick us off? All right, we'll get a microphone to Dustin.
Did you and Nate talk today?
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Kevin, I'm curious. Obviously, starting up front's always been important, but I think back to last week, and I know it's a different track, but Denny Led didn't get out of pit road, and then Martin, took control and kind of controlled the race. What does it allow you to do in this type of situation here? I know it's a different track, in controlling the race and staying up front with this package and what type of racing you have.
Well, I think as you look at this race last time, the 11 played a tremendous amount of tire strategy, track position games that came along with that. And, I think if you, yesterday in practice, being at the front of that pack, we were able to put a straightaway on those guys as they were trying to decide, where to go and what to do. And by the time they got it figured out, you were long gone. So, it's kind of the run and hide strategy. you can get away with that at some of these places, and hopefully we can get away with it tomorrow. You've seen some of these racetracks where, more downforce and more drag and those types of things have been on the plus side of the handling side. But there's just, we ran 30 laps yesterday, and everything felt really good. So I think the racetrack is going to widen out. I think it's definitely going to get into that PJ1 in that second lane. But I still think that, the fast lane is still going to be the bottom. Let Nate ask it.
There were a couple Gibbs cars up front, and typically this year we've seen the Toyota Gibbs cars start, qualify a little further back, and obviously they're able to make their way up. When you see them qualify up front, in particular here, does that give an extra concern or kind of, I don't know if it's eye-popping or attention-grabbing based off kind of how they've kind of done things this year?
No, speed just comes from how much drag you have in your car. So, I think that obviously it's a, there's a temperature, racetrack type, what type of race it's going to be as to how you want to play that game. And I think that everybody knows this is going to be stay up front, track position, try to be on the right side of that. And speed in the car has been a benefit to us so far this weekend, even in race runs.
All right, Bob.
Bob Parkhurst, Fox Sports. Is there a point? Is there a number of points that you feel that if you make up this week that you'll feel somewhat comfortable going into Phoenix, or if you don't win, is going into Phoenix uncomfortable?
I think you'd rather win. I think I think if you can win, that's obviously the best route. You just never know what can go wrong and what can happen. If you remember Phoenix last year, it was definitely one of those situations that was a tough, tough scenario to keep up with, because you had cars crashing, you had things happening at the end of the race, and so there was just a number of things that kind of cycled through that race where you thought you were in, you thought you were out, and I just don't think that there's, unless you're 60 points ahead or in the win column, I just don't think there's a safe spot, because you never know what can happen.
Right. Any final questions for Kevin? All right. Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. I ran into Doug Yates, and I also talked to Smoke earlier today.
You've seen Smoke?
Huh?
You saw Smoke?
Of course.
Wow, I haven't seen him.
He's really optimistic with the kind of speed you guys have in the car, and Doug said that you had found something. I mean, I'm not going to ask you specifically what it was, but with the slow start that SHR had at the start of the season, what areas, you know, have you guys really tried to pick up speed in the car?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really just trying to understand, you know, you just have, there's so many nuances that go with it and the things that you can do with the car and high drag, low drag, what's efficient, what's not efficient. And obviously, you know, Doug and those guys from the Roush Yates side, you know, they've gotten better all year as well. So, you know, it's, you know, I think it's a combination of things and, you know, we've definitely run better the second half of the year. We've kind of shot ourselves in the foot, you know, a couple times with not qualifying well. And I think qualifying well is, you know, especially for us is a big key to how our day is going to go. So if we can qualify up front, that usually lets us be a little more in control of what's going on instead of having to try to fight our way through traffic, because that hasn't been 100% our strong point.
And given your tremendous success at Phoenix, how different does this new aero package feel when you raced it in the spring?
It wasn't a great race for us, you know, and I don't, you know, have to go back and look. I honestly haven't even looked at anything about Phoenix. I'm a week of guy and trying to put it all together. I let them worry about the car and the things that we went together and talked about together last time we went there, and as to how they're going to build the car and setup wise. But you know, as far as me and the things that I need to do different, I hadn't even looked that far yet. But it's been a pretty good place for us.
All right, we'll take one final question from Wolfgang.
Kevin, over here. When you set up the car, either here or any other track, NASCAR?
First off, I do not set up the car.
Pardon?
I do not set up the car. I wouldn't even know where to start.
No, except when the car is prepared, or let's say whatever, engineering work.
Yep.
How much is this important weather-related temperature? I mean, maybe under high temperatures, hot temperatures, the car is working different than under cold temperatures.
We hope it's cold every week.
Okay, so that's better for you.
Cold has been better for us.
Okay.
Yeah, really over the last 6 years, you know, especially on the mile and a half racetracks, cooler weather has been better for us. So when we see 50, 60 degrees, we're happy.
Okay, thank
you. Yep.
All right, Kevin. Well, we wish you luck in tomorrow's AAA Texas 500. Good news, seems to be a little chilly outside for your team. So best of luck tomorrow. Hopefully we'll see you here at the end of the day.